Gloria, not her real name, says she was pregnant when she was gang-raped by fighters from the M23 rebel group earlier this year. M23's fighting government forces here in the east of Democratic Republic of Congo. It's widely understood to be a proxy of neighbouring Rwanda, although Rwanda denies it. Gloria says M23 fighters came into the bar she ran, started drinking beer and smashing bottles.
Three men raped me before I fell unconscious. There was nobody to help me. When I woke up, I was in hospital. My neighbor had rescued me. I don't know what they used because I was badly torn and my bladder was leaking.
Gloria's baby died before she gave birth and was surgically removed. Now she's joined the nearly 200,000 people who've fled their homes. The conditions in the camps are bad. There isn't enough food or clean water, and the shelters don't keep out the rain. And while Congo's army and most of its armed groups are accused of widespread rights abuses, the fact that tens of thousands of people have chosen to come here, leaving behind their homes and their farms, gives some indication of just how scared they are of M23. Rwanda's army and the armed groups it supported have been accused of carrying out massacres and rights abuses in eastern Congo since the 1990s. It's always denied the allegations. Rwandan soldiers were photographed with M23 fighters 5 months ago. We asked M23 about reports of rights abuses. Its spokesman sent this video clip denying all the allegations made in this story.
Who are these people? There are so many people who are extremists. They are talking nonsense to destroy us. They are working with the government.
When Congo's army defeated M23 9 years ago, we filmed the bodies of prisoners tied up and shot dead in the bases they'd fled. Some of the prisoners appeared to have been kept in pits in the ground, which is what this man says M23 did to him earlier this year. He says M23 fighters accused him of supporting enemy militia and beat him for 3 days, demanding a confession. Then he says he was tied up and thrown in a pit with other prisoners for 3 weeks before being released. His wife thought he was dead.
You can lean on one way or the other, but you cannot lie down and rest. When it rains, the water comes in. We were looking like pigs because of the mud in the pit. Once a day, the guard unties one arm and takes the two or three prisoners to the toilet. This is the life we suffered.
This school classroom is home for now. Outside, others are sleeping in shelters made on broken rocks. The struggle for control of minerals below the ground has made eastern Congo the center of regional conflicts and rights abuses for decades. People here wonder if they'll ever be left in peace. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Goma, Democratic Republic of Congo.